So it was 4 and 5 years ago that we were here. And it rained. I remember the rain was so hard on the roof that you could not hear. So when you hear that I'm coming again, prepare for rain. But this rain reminds me of the time in the days of Ezra. And the people of Israel had been in Babylon in captivity. And when they came home from captivity, the priest Ezra read the word of God to them. And they found out that they had been living in sin. So he called all Israel to come to Jerusalem, to the temple. And I'll just read you one verse from Ezra. If you're writing it down, it's chapter 10, verse 9.
Chapter
10, verse 9.
Capitolo 10, versicolo 9.
There's your Bible. Amen. It says, then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain.
Unya ang kanang mga lalaki sa Huda o sa Benjamin nagtigom sa Jerusalem sulod sa tulo ka adlaw ika-20 ka tun adlaw sa ikasiyang na bulan unya ang tanang katawhan ng lingkod sa atubangan sa tempo sa Diyos na nagkulog tungod sa kahadlaw o sa kusog na ulan. Is plus
yes,
is no idea.
I'm not going to preach about this. But you see, God's people stood in the rain. They had no roof over their head. And they were trembling. And they were repenting. And there were things in their life that they knew they had to make changes. Many of them had married heathen people. And they had to make that right before God. Well, I'm going to talk about the kingdom of God. And in the very beginning of the ministry of Jesus, came John the Baptist. And he was also telling the people that they had to repent. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So if we're getting ready to meet God, and if we're getting ready for His kingdom,
aron nga maandam kita sa pagbalik sa Ginoo o sa pag-abot sa iyang dinharian,
The beginning of the kingdom begins with repentance.
Ang sinugdanan magod sa gingharian sa Dios diha magid magsumikat sa paghinulsod.
And repentance means that we have to change the way we've been doing things.
Ang pagpasabot sa paghinulsod makaisunan mao gayud ang pagbiya gikan sa mabutang at dili maayo atubangan sa atong Ginoo.
How many of you believe we have to change? Amen. How many of you know what God is asking you to change? Amen. Then we need to begin. Hallelujah. So there were people that came to John and wanted to be baptized. There were many people came out into the river with John. And they were weeping and they were crying. And they were saying, "Oh God, forgive me of my sin. Oh God, cleanse me of my ways." And John was baptizing them. But there were church leaders that also came. Some of the chief leaders of the church. And John said, "No, I will not baptize you until you repent." So there, just being a leader in the church does not mean that you're following righteousness. Hallelujah. So repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. How many of you believe that Jesus also preached that same message? You said, "Well, Brother Mark, I've read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I didn't find Jesus preaching about repentance." I mean, he told parables, he healed the sick, he cast out devils. But in Matthew, the 4th chapter, it says in the beginning of his ministry, verse 17, it says, "And from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Now, what is the kingdom of heaven? What is the kingdom of heaven? What is heaven? Amen.
Amen.
Where is heaven?
Asa man pud ang atong langit?
What did the brother say?
In his heart.
In his heart. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And where is Jesus?
Asa man pud karon si Jesus?
In your heart.
Amen.
Amen. And are you going to die and go to heaven?
Mamatay ba kita aron makadto sa langit?
Did I hear amen? And where are you going to go? You say, "Brother Mark." The question is not aware.
ang imong pangutana mura man og dili kayo.
The question is, what is going to happen to me?
Oh, ang nakoy pangutana nga unsa man kon mahitabo nako.
So let me ask you again. You said when you die, you will go to heaven, right? Well, if heaven is in me now, can I go to heaven now? Can I have heaven now? Yes, I can have heaven now. Do you know that there are people now that are living, eating, drinking, sleeping, and they're living in hell? So when we read about heaven in the New Testament, we are not reading about a natural place. Amen. We are reading about a spiritual place. Heaven is not a place in Butuan. It's not a place in Manila. There is no place in America called heaven. We were asking one day at the Bible school for the students, how many would like to go to America? How many would like to go to America? But it's not heaven. You can have all of heaven here. Amen.
Amen.
Heaven is a spiritual place. How many of you believe that there are angels in heaven? How many of you believe that there are saints who have died who are in heaven? How many of you believe that when we gather together and praise the Lord, these angels and these departed ones could be here? Oh yes, they could come and join us. But you're not going to see them. So heaven is a spiritual place. If the angels want to be in, what's the name of your place? Jabuang? No, Santiago?
Santiago La Paz.
Santiago La Paz. They can come here just like that. And 1 minute later, they can be at my house in America. Okay, so now he's not just talking about heaven, he's talking about a kingdom of heaven. What is a kingdom? Well, let me ask you, do you live in the kingdom of the Philippines? Is that where your house is? Yes. Yes. I live, my house is in the kingdom of America. Sister Merlinda, she was living in the kingdom of Switzerland. So what kind of kingdoms are they? Those are kingdoms of this world. Kingdoms that men have made. How many of you believe that those kingdoms of this world are going to come to an end? Oh yes, they're coming to an end. Amen. This world is going to change. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is coming down to this world. And there is a verse in Revelation, if I can find it. It's about 21 or 20, somewhere around there. And it says that the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of God. And I'm in the neighborhood, but I'm not seeing the verse. It's probably in chapter 20. Can anybody find it here for me? Oh, it's 11. I thought it would be near the end. Okay. Sister Rita found it in Revelation chapter 11. And you were in verse what? 15. Oh, yes. Amen. And verse 15, it says, "And the seventh angel sounded." That means he blew his trumpet. The seventh angel blew his trumpet.
17.
Verse 15.
20:15.
No, 11. 11:15. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet. And there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of the Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Now what I'm saying to you is, let's not love the kingdoms of this world. In order for me to travel, I have to have a passport. My passport says I come from the United States of America. I would be very glad if I could have a passport that said Kingdom of God. So I don't want to be an American. I don't want to think like an American. I don't want to act like an American. Amen. How many of you don't want to think and act like a Filipino? Do you know that when we are in heaven, there are no Filipinos? Did you know that? There are no Filipinos in heaven. There are no Americans in heaven. There are no Swiss in heaven. There are no Chinese in heaven. Amen. Did you know there are no males and females in heaven? So, you men? You will not be men anymore. You women? You will not be known as women. There will be neither male nor female. Do you realize what that means? Is there a woman here about 50 years old? Is there any woman here about 50 years old? Yeah, a few. So you have spent almost 50 years learning how to be a woman. And someday you can forget all about it. Well, how well do you think this message was understood in Jesus' day? In Jesus' day, did they understand? Did the disciples understand this message? Amen. Well, he told them in one of the parables. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 in verse
44.
And he said, this is just one of the many parables he was preaching. And he said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hid in the field, in which a man has found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field.
Ang pag-aari sa Diyos sama sa usa ka bahan di gilabong dito sa usa ka uma. Ikanutan kini sa usa ka tawo apan iya kini ang kitabunan pag-usa. Hinabihan niyang ipaya o tungod ni ini milakaw siya iyang gitaligya ang tanan niyang katigayunan o kunyang ibalik siya iyang gitalit ang uma.
So what do you think that man found in the field?
Masa may yung una-una may tungod niya itong
maybe he's walking in the rice paddy one day. And if you're walking in the rice paddy today, you're going to get very wet. But when he's walking in the water of the rice paddy, he's wearing no shoes. and his foot goes down into the mud a little bit, and he can feel something under his foot. And it's hard and it's kind of square. I wonder what that is. And he digs into it a little bit with his hand. And he opens it up. Ah.
Oy.
Treasure. Great treasure. But it's not mine. How can I get this treasure? I'm going to have to buy the rice field. And I know the owner will sell. So I go to the owner. And I say to the owner, how much for that rice field? I'd like to buy it. Ah, you'd like to buy my rice field. So how much for the rice field? And the man says, how much do you have? Well, I don't have much. I have, you know, I have my house, I have my wife, I have my children. Well, what else do you have? Well, I have a little education, you know, I have my job. You know, I'm pretty good on my job. Oh, what else do you have? Well, I have a lot of ambition. I really have some plans. You know, I'd like to accomplish some big things in my life. I'm quite young yet, you know. How about money? How much money do you have? Well, not much, you know. I have enough to keep us in food for a few days. Oh, I forgot my motorcycle. And when things get a little tough, I also have plans to get a little sidecar and maybe make a little money. So, who's the man that owns the field? I mean, we're talking, he said the kingdom of heaven is like the field and the treasure in the field. So, mister, how much do you want for the field? Well, son, I want everything that you told me that you have.
Na anak, ang presyo ani, ang tanan ngayon mong gisulti, gusto na ko mangkon.
You want my wife, you want my children, you want my dog. You want my job?
Apil na akong trabaho.
You want my motorcycle? Oh yeah, I want it all.
Well,
isn't that a high price for a field? Yeah, but you know what's in the field.
Oo, pero nasayod na ka. Unsay naa diha sa akong umahan.
Oh, you know what's there too, huh?
Na nahibaw na diha. Nahibaw na siya.
I put it there.
Ah! Ako nagpupangalan diha.
So that you would find it one day. And I was hoping you'd come and ask me if you could buy it. Yes, I'll sell you the field. And now I own everything that you have. I'll let you live with your wife and children. I'll even let you live in your house for a while. I'll even let you keep your motorcycle, but remember, I own it. That means I am in control of all your plans and everything that you have.
Ang buhat pasaporte ni Irma Kitsonan nga ang tanan nga naanin mo kanang sitwasyon ako'y nagbuot niya ng tanan. O ang tanan nga imo, ako'y tagiya anak.
And in return, you will have the kingdom of heaven.
Kung busa, maangkonin mo ang tibuok ging harian sa langit.
And what will you have?
Kailangan sa may maimo.
You will have peace.
Makabatong ka og kalinaw.
You will have joy.
Makabatong ka kalipay.
You will have righteousness.
Makabatong ka sa pagkamatarong.
Amen.
Amen.
And you will not have to carry that guilt and that condemnation that you've been carrying around.
Ang kanang mga pagduda o mga dilimayong butang mawala na diha kanimo.
And you will be able to sleep good at night. Amen. Okay. So, the man found a treasure in the field. And it was so good that he was willing to give everything he had. And so the owner of the field, Jesus Christ, became his boss. Now, the disciples didn't entirely understand this business about the kingdom of God.
Tingali ang mga disipulo nitong panahon na wala kaya nila masakti ang may tungod di alang maong umahan.
Jesus was with them for more than 3 years.
Sinong Jesus, nagikuban lamang kanila dutay lang tulog katoy kaping dutay lang ang panahon.
They have been hearing all these teaching and all these parables about the kingdom of heaven.
Nadunggan nila ang tanang mga parabolo nga gisaysay sa Ginoo may tungod sa diharian sa.
They have been hearing about joy and peace and righteousness.
Og mao na kanunay na nadungog ang kalipay.
They've been hearing about the fruit of the Spirit. They've been hearing about the man that prunes the vines so that they will bring forth more fruit.
Amen. Amen.
Have you ever had your vines pruned?
Nakadungog ba mo nga bisan pa ang inyong punuan? Aginluan?
I have some apple trees where I live.
Dito sa ilang dapit ni Kuya Nay, yung mga tinanong ko dyan yung mga apple ba? Siniman naman sana.
They are very old and very big.
Dakog na nga kahoy siya, o niya karaan na lang.
The bottom of the trees are this big around.
Ang punuan ko na inana na ka, mara naglobi siguro. Ang punuan, dako na.
And when I get home, the top of these trees is going to be full of little branches reaching up. This tree has got so much ambition, it just wants to go high, high, high. But when it makes all these extra branches, it doesn't bear much fruit. It wastes all its energy making lots of leaves. So when I get home, if I want to have any apple grow on my tree, I'm going to have to cut. 50, 100 branches, I'm going to have to cut them off. Because I want it to bear fruit. And so if Jesus wants the kingdom of God to grow in you, he's going to have to cut some of your things off. Did you enjoy having some of your branches cut off? No, you didn't enjoy that, did you? But it was for your good. Now, you see, the disciples also had ambitions. One day, James and John came with their mother to Jesus, and they said, "We would like to ask something of you." And they said, "In your kingdom, in your kingdom of heaven, can James and John sit on your right and left side?" Now, is that the kind of kingdom that Jesus was preaching about? No. What kind of kingdom were they thinking about? They were thinking about the kingdom of Israel. That would be like you thinking about the kingdom of Philippines. And you would believe that Jesus is going to be president. And one of you could be vice president. And one of you could be, what did they call it, minister or secretary? How about the Secretary of Defense? You call them minister, don't you? Minister of Defense or something? What do they call it?
Yeah,
in Philippines. Now, that is not the kind of kingdom that Jesus was preaching. You see, the churches have set up these kind of kingdoms. In particular, the Roman Catholic Church. You've been hearing the news this week, haven't you? And they chose a new pope. And one of the titles that he has is Vicar of Christ.
Vicar of Christ. Sa Bisaya, pulin Kristo din sa yuta.
Okay, that means that he is the Vice Christ.
Siya mao ang pulin lagi ni Kristo.
When Christ is absent, he is the Christ.
Wa man si Ginoong Hesus din eh. Nasira.
Yes, yes, that's what they believe. And you see, many churches have set up that same kind of empire. One man at the top. Other men. Chief men. And finally, at the bottom, the little people. So this is what James and John and their mother were thinking about. And Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking for." In other words, I have been with you for 3 years and you still don't understand the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus said, in the kingdom of Gentiles, the princes rule over the people, and the great ones rule over these princes. In other words, they have a pyramid structure. Big one on top. And this works good for the kingdoms of this world. This works good for a military. The general is the boss. Then he has his colonels and his captains, lieutenants, and then the soldiers. But you see, that's not the kingdom of God. I suppose if you're the president of the Dole Pineapple or Dole Fruit Company? Yeah. You have the president on the top. Vice presidents. Maybe one vice president in charge of Philippines. And finally, way down in the bottom, the little people that work out in the fields. That's a kingdom of this world. It works okay for the world. But Jesus said to his disciples, "This shall not be so in my kingdom." You are all brethren. You are all equal. None of you is to be called master. None of you is to be called father. None of you is to be called reverend. Do you hear what I'm saying? It shall not be in my kingdom, he said. If you want to be great in my kingdom, you will become a servant. And if you want to be the greatest one in my kingdom, you will be a slave. How many of you would like to become a slave? Only for Jesus. See, this is the price of buying that field. When you bought the field, you're not the boss anymore. Jesus is the boss. Amen. And I know you understand. Well, there was one other occasion, if I can give you one more. If you go to Luke chapter 17, now this is the religious people coming to Jesus, the scribes and the Pharisees. Verse 20 in chapter 17 of Luke.
Capitulo 20 sa Lucas.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees,
sa diha nga dunay demanda sa mga Pariseo.
Who are the Pharisees?
Kinsa man ang mga Pariseo, mga igsoon?
Who are the Pharisees?
Kinsa man sila ng mga katawhan o mga tawhana?
They are the big shots in the church.
Oy, mga kadaguan man ni sa kasimbahanan.
In the church of Jesus' day, they were the big shots.
Sa panahon ni Ginoong Hesus, kini mga Pariseo mo kini sila mga tawo nga talahuron nitong mga panahon.
You have a word for big shot, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mga talahuron, mga dagkong tawo.
We would call them big wigs. So they demanded of Jesus, when the kingdom of God would come. When will your kingdom come? Now, do you think the kingdom had come already and they missed it? When John the Baptist was preaching and said the kingdom of God is at hand, he meant it's right here, it's coming any minute, you're going to see it. So when Jesus showed up, what did he bring with him? He brought the kingdom. Now a kingdom has to have a king, right?
Amen.
So he is the king. And he came with the kingdom in the heart. But the Pharisees were looking for some other kind of kingdom.
naging harian.
You see, who was ruling over Israel at that time?
Kinsa may nagdumala sa Israel nitong panahon?
The Romans.
Ang mga Romano.
Roman soldiers.
Mga kasundaluhan sa Romano mga nagtatagal dito.
The whole land of Israel had come under the dominion of Rome.
Ang tibuok Israel na nailalong gayot sa pagdumala sa mga Romano.
You understand your history. The Philippines has been under the dominion of other kingdoms in the past. Spain. Japan. So these people were thinking, we want our own kingdom.
Okay, mga tauhan, ang kaistorya ni Ginoong Isos, nangita sila sa inyarihan kay gusto sila na maghari dito.
We want a man who can throw these Romans out.
Kaya nangita sila tao na makapahawa, makapalayas ni mga Romanhon din eh.
So they came to Jesus and said, when are you going to do it?
Yan, yan. Ito sila ng Ginoong Isos, kung ilang ipangunta na kalus,
when are we going to see this kingdom you keep preaching about? Amen.
Amen.
And what did he answer? He said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. So what do the people in this village say? Where is the kingdom?
Na ama katawo dito sa palibot, sige pangita sa inyarihan. O kung sa mangking ang inyarihan.
Ah, the kingdom is this little building here. Is that what they say?
Inani siguro sa masasa ka building at ako ba? Ngailang gihuna-huna, inani siguro ang inyarihan.
The kingdom is when Brother Raymer preaches. No. Those are things you can see with your eyes. The kingdom of God is not this building. He said the kingdom is inside of you. So if you're looking for the kingdom, I'm not going to find it this way. If I'm looking for heaven, I'm not going to find heaven with the Hubble Space Telescope. You know, people have got all kinds of imaginations about heaven. I one time read an article on the internet. This preacher said that the space telescope has found heaven.
Doon ay gisulat o gisulti nito sa computer ba? Na ako na nakita dito sa ilang pagtiliskopyo na gingharian.
Way out. It's square.
Pwede ka nung layo ah. O niya, square ko na ang nakita dito.
There's something square. And it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
Yeah, nagpaduol ko no. Nag-anamana mo paduol.
No. No. You will not find the kingdom of heaven with something that you can see. The kingdom is going to be in here. Now, Peter, the disciple Peter,
Peter
The one that Jesus loved very much. It came time for the soldiers to come and take Jesus. And he's going to be crucified. And Jesus told his disciples that he's going to go away for a while. And the soldiers came to take him. And he said to the soldiers, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "We're looking for Jesus." And he answered and he said, "I am." And you know what happened to the soldiers? Come now, you can tell me. What happened to all those soldiers that were coming to arrest him? You've read it, haven't you? Brethren, you need to be reading your Bibles. You need to be reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, I'll tell you. The soldiers all fell over. In other words, they didn't have any power. So when the soldiers got up and came over to arrest Jesus, Peter got his little knife out. "Oh, no, you don't." He cut off the soldier's ear. You know, Peter wasn't just trying to cut his ear off. Peter wanted his head. And the man moved and he got his ear. Now, tell me, what was Peter thinking about? Was Peter thinking, the kingdom is in my heart? Or was he thinking, if they take this man, my kingdom is gone? Peter was thinking, he's going to go and sit on the throne of David. He's going to drive Pilate out of Jerusalem. And I'm going to fight with him. Didn't Peter see the power that Jesus had with his "I am"? Moses said, "What is your name?" when I go talk to Pharaoh about letting the people go. And God said, "Tell him my name is I am. My name is I am." Do you see the power in the name of Jesus?
Amen.
He doesn't need my knife. He doesn't need my gun. He doesn't need my strength. All he needs is for me to believe what he said.
Ang atong gikinahanglan mao lamang ang pagsalig kaniya sumala sa iyang gisugde.
In the same chapter of John,
sumao gihapon ng kapitulo sa Juan,
Pilate said to him,
si Pilato niyon kaniya,
what have you done? Why are you here?
Unsa may imong gibuhat dinhi?
And Jesus' answer was,
ang tubag ni Ginoong Hesus mao,
my kingdom is not of this world.
Ang akong ginharian dili dinhi dinhing kalibutan.
If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight.
Kay kung ang akong ginharian dinhi pa ning kalibutan, ang akong mga sunugon makig-away gayud kaninyo.
And that, I believe, really frightened Pilate.
Oh, yeah, nahadlok yun si Pilato.
Now I'm going to finish with a verse from Romans 14.
Romans 14 is a libro sa Roma 14.
Romans 14. If I can find it, here we are. We're getting closer. And we're looking at verse 17, I believe. Yes. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink,
but...
In other words, it's not a church that's going to make rules about what you can eat and what you can drink and what you can't eat, and you can't eat this and you can't eat that. Those kind of rules have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. He said, but the kingdom of God is what? It's not that, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you and thank you for your attention. Have you understood what I said? If you have, say amen. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.